Now, next up, a man called Paddy Linus contacted the programme a few years ago. Paddy got sick, had to leave work. From there, he spiralled into depression. But just when he thought things couldn't get any worse, a letter landed on his doorstep from the Northern Ireland Chest, Heart and Stroke Association. And then everything changed.
I was working in an old group of hospitals. I was there for 21 years. And then I'll never forget it, on Halloween the 31st, about 6 or 7 years ago.
How old were you?
54, 56, okay. Something like that there.
What happened?
I says, I'm taking terrible pains in my chest and my lung. I says, it's just aching, and that's not me. The doctor examined me and he said that he feels there's something at the bottom of my lung, so he sent me for an x-ray. Came back, we sat there when we got the x-ray, and he says, Paddy, you've got a thing called bronchiectasis. There's no cure for it.
What is that?
And I said to him, what's that, sir? He says, it's your windpipes, and it fills with mucus. You have to get that up. And I says, well, what do I do from here? He says, I'm putting on a long-term antibiotic. It's 3 to 4 months, and you take it, even if you think you're getting it all cleared. I just loved it. Honestly, I loved the job to bits. When I got told that I was getting put out on medical grounds, it just seemed to get worse. And
that must have been a big shock to you then.
It was an awful big shock for me.
And how did it affect you psychologically then? Essentially losing your job that you loved.
Well, I was out, and I don't want to start getting emotional. I didn't know what way to turn because my father died. And then I thought that was me finished, because I always worked with AS. I worked in London. Yeah. For 6 years, I worked in Le Mans.
Because work gives you a structure in your life, doesn't it?
It does.
And,
you know,
we all kind of like our holidays, but if work were to disappear altogether, as it did with you, and I'm sure other people can recognise this, then that structure of a reason to get up in the morning,
yeah,
and, you know, a reason to be tired late at night so you like getting home, that disappears.
It does. I still wake up every morning, 5:30, 6 o'clock, I'm up, get the children ready, and my wife, she works in a city hospital. When everybody went, the children went to school and she went, I sat in the house, took my medication, turned the TV on or the radio. I just thought that I wasn't kind of pulling my weight. What am I going to do now?
And you got seriously depressed, didn't you?
Seriously depressed. It was, see, when I got the depression, I used to wait at night till the children, my wife went to bed, and then I started to take a drink. Uh-huh. And I was a drinker, but I was never a bigger drinker like that. I was socialising with the ones in work.
But this was drink out in the garage, this, and you were using that as a crutch.
I was a drink in the garage, I was a drink in the kitchen, I was a drink in the toilet, I was just drinking, and I was going nowhere, and I meant nowhere. See, that depression, I think everybody experiences different, Stephen. Mine was that I was in this pit, and it was, I don't know what's more, but I couldn't get out, and I just felt my life was over. I wanted to die.
The picture that you've painted is a pretty stark one, that you'd lost the job that you loved, you were at home, wife and kids go out to work every day, you're in the house on your own.
Yeah.
You feel lonely, you feel like you've no purpose in life.
Exactly.
You're depressed, then you start drinking to take some of that feeling away.
It does.
Which is dangerous because that can spiral out of control very quickly. And you wanted to die.
Yeah.
Now, out of that, how did you turn your life around? What was the step?
Out of the blue, to me, it was like a miracle. I got a letter on the top of a chest, heart and stroke. It says, Dear Patrick, could you please come down to taking care of yourself, self-management course? We would love to see you down here. Head respiratory nurse, Pauline Miller. Now, the name Pauline Miller will stick with me for the rest of my life. So I went down. And there was the tables were in a circle, like, and all these old people all sitting around it. Once I sat down, I says, I shouldn't be here. I don't want to even be here. Before the meeting finished, you made a promise. What can you do for next week? You make a wee promise. This woman says, well, I haven't cleaned the house in a week because of her ailment. What would you do, Paddy? I says, I don't know what I'll do. I says, would you fancy walking? There's something for a mail or something just for the week. I says, aye, OK, I'll do 2 mail. Well, I did do the 2 mail, and in the 6 weeks, every week you went in, did you do what you done, you promised? I says, yeah, done the 2 mail. The following week was, I done 4 mail. The next week, I done 6 mail. And before I finished, I was doing 12 and 20 mail a day walking.
Wow.
I was 7 days a week.
Now, every day?
Every day. Every single day.
You couldn't do 10 miles every day.
I was doing 12 miles every day. Once I've done that, we said...
That's like something I should start doing.
Now, yes, yeah. Now,
12 miles every day.
12 miles every day. And once a month, once a month, I left the house, which is up in Dunmore, Finnegan. I left there and I walked from there into the town, from the town up to Bellevue Zoo, from Bellevue Zoo right down for all the way into Whitewell. Whitewell, and it was longer than the marathon, put it again. And then as it went by, the head respiratory nurse, Pauline Miller, she turned around and says to me, "Buddy, would you fancy doing the marathon?" I said, "Sure, I'm a walker." She says, "Yeah, but you can do a wee bit of running, walk, a wee bit of running, walk." So I says, "Aye, okay." So I trained for that. And when the time came, I'd done the marathon. I was just getting stronger and stronger. So I've ended up, since the past 4 years, I've done 2 marathons, 3 half marathons, a 30-mile walk for Alzheimer's. This is all for charity.
Wow.
And I says...
And that's a far cry away from...
Where I was.
Sitting in the house,
look,
ill.
As I said now...
Wanting to die.
To see for a chest, heart and stroke. And honestly, I know the Oscars are coming up. I'd say they deserve an Oscar. See the girl who you got the letter from, Pauline Miller? They've saved hundreds of... When I see the faces, they've saved hundreds of people from stuck in the house, sitting in the house. And that's what I would like to get over now. The people that's listening to us here, who are sitting in the house, who's got families, who knows that their loved ones are sitting in the house that can't get out, or a neighbour, or anybody in this next street, I would beg them, please get in touch with Chest, Heart and Stroke. You'll feel your change. This wee group meets once a month, just once a month. We call our group, there's 16 of us, we are family.
And I can hear how much you're indebted, how much you appreciate what Chest, Heart and Stroke did for you.
I did very well in my life.
The other interesting part for me is that simple, it's not simple, but that straightforward act of walking, how much it improved your health.
It improved my health, improved my mind, and what I can say...
Because your disease basically improved massively through walking,
well,
didn't it?
But when see the doctor was seeing me, that he was going to see me for the rest of my life. He's seen me for 6-7 years. He told me at Christmas he's discharging me.
Wow.
So I'm discharged from December.
And that's through walking?
He says to me, "Paddy, what is it you're doing?" I says, "A walk."
So this is a story about the power of walking.
Yeah, definitely. It's my medication.
You've all of these pills and advanced medication and, I don't know, gyms and rolling machines and... All of this, diets and all of this. You walked. I can see the big smile on your face.
Yeah, oh, definitely, definitely.
And it's a good uplifting story. One about the Chest, Heart and Stroke Association and the fantastic work that they do. And I've heard that from you. And two, a lesson to us all that if we want to, you know, I'm a case in point. I'm falling apart physically, for goodness sake.
I've heard you every year saying that.
Get out and walk.
Yes. I would like all the staff to know that I really appreciate them, because you just walk into that building and it's just like a big love. But and I want to give a big thank you to Pauline Miller. Thank you very much.
Well, it's been lovely to meet you. Thank you.